Hi, this is your girl, Nishayla Moore, and I wanted to do a podcast today because it has been a lot of subjects surfacing in regards to love. We are approaching the fall season, as everybody knows, and you know, people are preparing to move forward, which, you know, sometimes people just want to be in a relationship anyway, but we are preparing for the things, the holidays and things that are going to come with the seasons. And it's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen. But I noticed a lot of people are focusing on that one special partner. That one special partner. The one that's the love of your life, the one that you want to possibly spend the rest of your life with. It's okay. It's okay. I think that sometimes we see others in relationships, and we want to kind of like move forward or expedite our situation or maybe like push forward for us to maybe have a similar outcome or happily ever after ending. And that's okay too. But we must know, you know, I didn't want to do a long podcast, first of all. Let me just say that. I just wanted to touch bases on this because I noticed that a lot on social media, a lot of people talking about, you know, they want a partner. They want a partner. They want to be in love. They're looking for a spouse. And that's fine. That is really, I'm not knocking nobody for wanting love and wanting to be in love. But what I am going to say, ladies and gentlemen, that I found out that works, and it's really, really a true statement. If you try it, sometimes you have to get to know yourself and love on yourself before your true love or the love of your life re-enters. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we have to get to know ourselves all over again coming out of a relationship, because sometimes coming out of a relationship can be really, really hard. We've learned some things, we've seen some things, and sometimes it's like we're getting to know ourselves all over again, because it's not like we're the same coming out of that relationship. We're not the same. You know, we're not the same. We're not the same person from, you know, when we went in, coming out. And whether we want to accept that or believe that, that is the truth. I mean, I don't care who you are. When you go into a relationship, you're never going to be the same coming out. No matter who you go with, no matter who you with, what season, what day, what hour, you're never going to be the same. There's something you have learned, or you're going to do different, or it's just going to be something different about you. So with that being said, wouldn't it be wise? Now, I don't mean you have to take my advice, because you don't have to take my advice. Everybody is, you know, pretty much grown and listen to the podcast. You do what's best for you and your best interest. But I'm just giving some positive insight, because yes, everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants to be loved. But you don't have to always, that's not like the end of the world just because you don't have your ideal spouse right away. It's not the end of the world. You can take some time out to get to know yourself. A lot of things that are different about yourself that you probably gonna find out that you like, that you used to didn't like, or things that you no longer like that you used to like. I mean, you know, vice versa. I mean, it's really, really, really difficult, especially when you're around people. And I know that this is, you know, this is not to offend anyone, but I'm just stating the facts because Nishayla Moore have been there. It really is a hard pill to swallow. You know, sometimes you're happy for people, but you might be a little disappointed, a little sad, all of the above. And it's okay. It's okay. It's a normal emotion when you are not fulfilled in the way that you need to be fulfilled. And even if that means not having somebody to enjoy life with, or share your life with, or share the good times with, or, you know, the holidays are coming and you might want to be with that special person. It's okay. You know, I know for a fact that a lot of times when I came out of a relationship and I knew that I was going to probably or possibly be alone for the holidays, what I did was I picked up extra hobbies. I picked up extra hobbies, ladies and gentlemen. I tried to learn some things different versus the things that I normally would do. I tried to do some things different, you know, because I felt like I didn't want my mind to be preoccupied on, okay, I'm in a relationship and I don't have anybody. And, you know, I didn't want to be focused on that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be happy and I wanted to do some things for me to let myself know, with or without a person in my life, that special person, that I was whole, that I was good, that I was, you know, at peace. You know, that's a beautiful thing when you're at peace with yourself, with or without a spouse. You have to be at peace with yourself. You can't think every time you're not with somebody, whether a person part, you know, if they pass on or something happens or whatever the case may be, that might leave you in a situation for a temporary amount of time that you're not with somebody. It's not a bad place, honestly. And I know, you know, people might say that's easy for you to say. No, it's not easy for me to say. Because I've been in a situations where I was not prepared to be alone. And I dealt with the cards that was, you know, handed to me. And what I learned when I started investing time into myself and learning what Nashay Lamore really liked to do and things that were different that I would normally do and things that have changed. Guess what? I started really, really taking time out, spending time with myself and doing things and picked up hobbies and, you know, started maybe even having little girl time with myself. What I mean is my me time. And then I had girl time with, you know, the ladies. You know, sometimes we would just go out and have a lunch date, you know, or if it wasn't a lunch date, go to a play or, you know, go see a movie or something. Whatever the situation was, I had time for myself to learn who I was and what I wanted to do with myself and just have peace, a peace of mind. And then I had my, you know, time with my friends or associates, friends or whatever. And believe me, at first, it was very, very hard. It was very hard. But as time went on, it got better. It got really better. And I learned that I did not have to have a man or, you know, be in a relationship to be whole or to be fulfilled. I had to learn new things about myself to replace that. And as I did, I found happiness in self-love. Because what I found out is that I was so busy loving on somebody else that I didn't even realize how to love myself. And it's really hard to explain, but trust and believe me when I tell you, if you learn that or even try it, what I've just said, trust and believe me, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And you're going to realize it's not as bad as you think it is. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's actually a beautiful thing, because I always tell people, how can you love somebody and you don't even know how to love yourself? How can you love anybody and you don't even know how to love yourself? You know, you have to know how to love yourself before you could love someone. You have to. I don't think that this is something always is talked about or always discussed. And I also believe that sometimes, you know, people don't want to hear it. You know, they don't want to hear this. And that's okay, because I wasn't always in a good space either. It was times that when I was in a dark space and I was upset and I was hurting, and I didn't want to hear, you know, all this, what I'm saying on my podcast. I didn't want to hear that. And it's okay. You find out when you learn new things and learn ways, and you learn to find out how you are as far as the new person and things that you used to do and you don't no longer need to do them anymore. Guess what? You become a better person. You become a better person because you understand that the things that was necessary or needed for you to be whole or feel whole or feel fulfilled, guess what? You don't necessarily need them like you thought you did. You don't need them like you thought you did. And like I said, that could be a very, very good thing. That could be a very, very good thing. And it'll also show you another side of being happy. You don't have to have certain things that you think you have to have. You can find happiness in other things. Trust me, it's just new beginnings. That's all it is. It's new beginnings. And new beginnings, it's not really a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's not a bad thing at all. I think that now I embrace new beginnings. New beginnings was always like kind of scary, you know, because you're like, you have to face something that you are not used to, or it's not really, you know, it's a new way of living, as you can say. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody, or you have a spouse or a partner or partnership or relationship, situationship, whatever ship that you want to call it, or whatever situation you want to call it, when that person leaves or that person is separated from you and you're used to it, and even if it's just a situation where you guys see each other once a week, now over the time you've conditioned yourself to deal with this person or see this person once a week, and now you have to replace what is missing, you know. And a lot of times, like I said before, you don't understand it now, but in the end, you'll understand it. If you haven't already learned this already, you realize, hey, it's not as bad as I thought it was, you know. And then you could even go to family functions and do things by yourself, because you've learned to love yourself and learned, despite the fact of whatever is going on in your life, and that you might used to need, or you thought you needed it, whether it was the person's time, their presence, or, you know, whatever they was giving you or whatever you was accustomed to in the relationship that they were bringing, and you fed off of it, as I can say. I mean, I'm trying to say the right word. You got accustomed to, you know, the way of living with the person. Guess what? The person is no longer in your life, and now you're left and you have to start all over again. No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You can start over. You can start, and it is a new beginning. It is. And actually, you will become accustomed to the new beginning, and you might not want to rush back into a relationship. You might say, you know what? I understand what Nichelle Lamour is saying. Now, I've found so much happiness, you know, because I've learned to love myself and I've developed self-love, that now I don't even need a relationship. The need or the level of wanting a relationship has went down, because you realize you don't have to have that as much as you thought you did. We all, you know, we all look at the fairy tale and we want to have the fairy tale, you know, the fairy tale life as far as with the relationship and happily ever after ending. But it, for everybody, it's not going to be that. So we have to accept sometimes the cards that are dealt to us and make it work. You know, like you, lemons are thrown at you. Make lemonade with those lemons. Take those lemons and make lemonade. You do not have to be in a dark space because a person is not with you. Actually, you can do a lot of things. Like, literally, I really have became the best that I can be when I was out of a relationship. Now, I just want to clear this up, just in case my spouse is listening. It doesn't mean that I don't love my spouse, I don't want to be with my spouse, or I can't be my best with my spouse. No, what I'm saying is I learned how to move forward and to do things minus a person. And then when I was transitioning into a new relationship, guess what? It enhanced even more of what I was bringing, because my spouse seen what I was bringing and he knew what I wanted and what I desired, and he enhanced that, meaning he knew what type of woman I was. He knew what I wanted, and I didn't have to go through explaining a resume because he seen how I was before he got with me. And vice versa. Sometimes you don't need to give a resume on every single thing in a relationship. I'm just going to be 100. If you got to give a resume on every single thing, you might want to reevaluate your relationship. I said it. Period. If you have to give a resume or outline on every single detail about what you want and what you need, and a person is not in tune with you to figure it out, to understand that these things are mandatory if I want to be with this person and enjoy actually doing them, because it's a part of them trying to make you happy and you should feel the same about them, guess what? You need to reevaluate your relationship. I have came to my life at this point of my life. I am not going to write a outline of every single thing that is required of the person to make me happy. At some point, they have to do their homework and do their research and want to do their research. My mother told me a long time ago, now I know it goes for the woman as well, if a man wants you, he's going to be all into you. He's going to try to figure out everything about you. He's going to learn you. He's going to learn your ways. He's going to learn everything about you. He's going to study you. A man that wants a woman, he's going to study her. Period. He's going to study her because he wants to know everything about her. He wants to know where she live, where she work, what she do, what she like. You know, what makes her happy, what makes her unhappy. He want to know her mother. He want to know her father. I'm telling you. When a man is really, really, really into you, he is going to study her and want to know everything about her. So trust, you don't have to write an outline, ladies, if for that man that you want. Trust me, if he wants to be with you and he loves you, truly loves you, he has already done his homework. But back to what I was saying, and this applies to the men and women. You do not have to be in a dark space because others have found happiness. There are other things in life besides a relationship. And I'm not saying that you're not going to yearn a woman or you're not going to yearn a man. We all do. We all do. Trust me, I understand. Been there, done that, wrote the book, wrote several books. I understand 100%. But what I'm saying is, until you are blessed with that knight in shiny armor, or with the perfect woman, your superwoman, fellas, guess what? There are other things that you can invest in, like yourself. Learn things about you that you never knew. Hey, do things. Have some self time, some me time. Have some time when you spend with the fellas, guys, or have some time when you spend with the ladies. You know, when the girlfriends are hanging out or whatever, ladies, hang out with your girlfriends. Do the girl, you know, the me time with the girlfriends. You know, you can do a lot of things until the relationship transitions back into another relationship. And this time around, when you have invested in yourself, things won't be as simple. You won't tolerate things right away. You'll see things and see those red flags right off the back. You're not going to allow things to enter your life like that, because you're going to, you know, you're going to call it as you see it right away. You're not going to tolerate it. You're going to be more at peace. You're going to be more at peace. Peace is going to be right with you, because guess what? You've learned to love yourself, and you're just not going to deal with a lot of stuff that you used to deal with. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, you want to be at peace. You want to learn and love yourself ultimately and have self-love. Because I always tell you guys, if you don't have self-love, guess what? How do you love somebody else and you don't even know how to love yourself? How do you love somebody else and you do not know how to love yourself? You have to know how to love yourself. It is not a death sentence being alone. Everybody needs to understand that. You know, it's like some people make it like it's a death sentence to be single, especially around the holidays. Still enjoy your holidays, still go around people. But know your, how can I say it? Know your limits. If you're feeling sad or you're getting to be a Debbie Downer, guess what? Go around them, celebrate, have a good time. And then, you know, go be by yourself and learn yourself. Do some things. Develop a hobby. Pick up another job around the holidays. That's an easy distraction. Money is always a distraction. I'll raise my hand for that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you're making some extra Christmas money. Learn how to do something that you want to do. You know, it's always something that you can do to better yourself. Start that business that you want to start. Start that business. You know, it's always something that you can do. But don't be a Debbie Downer because others are happy in their relationship and they are in a good space, because your time is coming. You're going to get that, especially when you have learned and loved yourself. Trust me, that positive energy is going to gravitate to somebody, and they're going to see how you are. They're going to see your good qualities and your good traits and the beauty in everything that you do. And trust me, you're going to find another person that's going to give you everything that the other one didn't or overlooked. And then everything will fall into place. But at least you've learned some things about yourself, and you've learned how to love yourself instead of being a Debbie Downer or being sad because you see other people, you know, happy in relationships. And trust, let me just say this. Everybody who look happy ain't always happy either. So let me just put that out there. I'm not trying to put negativity out there. I'm trying to let you know that it's not always what you see as well. Now, if you are, kudos to you, because I'm not no hater with no happy relationship. You know, I've had good men, I've had bad men. So I understand. You know, I'm not a woman that has never had a good man. I've had several good men. So if you are in a situation where you have a beautiful relationship, that's a beautiful thing. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you are single and you have come out of a bad relationship or a divorce or anything, and you're really dreading to be single and you see all these happy couples, celebrate them. Congratulate them. Trust me, your time is coming and you're going to be happier than ever. But don't let the upcoming holidays put you on a speedboat where you just got to hurry up and you got to, oh, I got to hurry up and get married. I got to hurry up and get married. I got to hurry up and get a relationship. Why? Why? You haven't even been single 24 hours and you looking for Mr. Goodbye. Why? Learn to love yourself. Then that way you will understand those red flags when they come next time around. You will see them clearer and you will understand that they are meant for you. You know what I'm saying? So It's not a death sentence to be single, ladies and gentlemen. I had to learn that. I'm going to say this in closing, ladies and gentlemen. I had to learn that the last time around, I was single for a very kind of like over a year. I was going to say short time, but it was a short time for me, you know, because no, it was actually a long time. I'm so sorry. The longest I've been out of a relationship was 2 years, maybe 2.5, maybe close to 2.5. I don't think I've been out of a relationship longer than 2.5 years. And when I was transitioning into a relationship, we took it slow and we were dating, and we actually did not know that we were going to get in a relationship. It just happened. Because I was so in tune with my life and doing things, and so were they. They were in tune with their life and they were doing things, and we both was on the same level. We both were invested in ourselves, and we both, you know, the things that we did was so compatible, it was scary. So it wasn't like we had to force anything. He was the way he was, I was the way I am, and it was like, hey, we both see eye to eye. And that is a beautiful thing, that you have a spouse, you guys see eye to eye at least 75% of the things that y'all come, you know, talk about, discuss, or dealing with. That was beautiful for us. It was the right timing. It was the right timing. And I had learned some things about myself, learned some things about Nashayla Moore. And I was in a different space from the previous relationship. And I thought that was a beautiful thing, because now I understand who I am again, this new person. You know, see, it's levels to this. You're never going to stay at the same level. You're never going to be the same person from relationship to relationship. You on a different level from the last relationship. Hopefully it's a level that you're going up rather to go down, because some people, honestly, and I hate to be, you know, bringing the bad news, some people go worse from, you know, from sugar to what's the S word, S-H-I-T. They go from up to down. So we don't want to go in that direction. We want to elevate to a higher level, to better things, to understanding, to communication better, you know, even sexual better, because at some point, sometime, you're intimate with your spouse. Hopefully, you guys are on the same level sexually, you know, because that could be a problem too, whether you believe it or not. You know, like I said, it's not a death sentence to be single. Actually, it's a blessing to understand who you are and to love on yourself, because you don't want to love on yourself and or not love on yourself, and then you don't know who you are. You get back in a relationship and the cycle will just keep repeating itself over and over again. You have these toxic relationships and you're like single again, all over again, unless you correct the problem or get to know yourself or develop self-love and all the things that's needed to have a healthy relationship. So look at it as a blessing and a lesson versus a death sentence to be single, because you can learn a lot of beautiful things while you're single, and you can learn to love yourself and look your best. I'm actually, you know, in closing, I'm just going to say this and put it out there. I'm actually looking my best when I'm single. Because when I'm, you know, in love and in a relationship, I get a little more relaxed. You know, then the weight comes because we're always eating, going out, doing this. You know, and it's really weird, because when I'm single, I can't even keep on. I mean, you know, I'm going to always be thick, but I am much slimmer when I'm single. So I'm sure a lot of women can relate to that. And I'm not mad or anything. It's just the way I am. I guess my metabolism doesn't kick in until I'm, hey, party over here. You know, when I'm by myself and I'm doing me, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm, you know, in love and a little, you know, slower moving. What I mean slower moving, I don't mean slower moving like walking or anything. I mean slower moving and I'm not going to parties like I would normally do, or things that I'm invited to, or I'm not as active as going places. I might go places, but it's not as active because out of respect of my spouse, I don't want to be always in the limelight and appearing to be available when I'm not. You know, and that's a whole nother podcast that one day we will talk about. But right now is not the time. I just wanted to go over that and to let you guys know that it's a beautiful thing, and it can be a beautiful thing to be single. Love yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me. You know, you think that you're a sunflower, but you might be a dozen of roses. You might be a rose. You might develop into a rose. And that could be really nice. You know, like I said, learning new things, shining, looking good, and even developing hobbies. And maybe, like I said, start that business. You got time now. And be the best you can be, whatever it is that you're doing. So I just wanted to say that. I'm going to go now. Like, share, and follow. Nichelle Moore has some real interesting things coming. I thank you guys for following me, the ones that's rocking with Nichelle Moore. And I'm always going to tell you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you, because without you, there's no me. Thank you, iHeartRadio, again, for having me. I think Pandora's going to be the next level. I thank you guys. And like I said before, you'll see as you follow me what Nichelle Moore has in store. What Nichelle Moore has in store. I thank you guys, and I send much love to you guys. And my website's for the book. If you're interested, you can go follow me on my Facebook pages. And I have a relationship talk show on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And it's, I know the Facebook pages, I'm sorry, the web pages is www.nichellemoore.com. And I have another one, www.nichellemoore.net. Follow me and continue to like, share, and follow. And I will continue to bring the content. I thank you guys, and Nichelle Moore is out. Enjoy your weekend.